Maybe the heart can relax. Maybe the organs deep in the body, the stomach, the intestines can relax. And too, perhaps the mind can relax. When the mind is not relaxed, caught up in mental tension, it's often caught in past or future and worries, concerns. So can the pull to past or future be softened a little bit? Set aside perhaps for the time being, and seeing if there can be an inclination to be here present with the mind and body. And as there may be a little bit of arriving more fully into the present moment, noticing just to begin with what is obvious, just what is naturally being received and experienced, what's already here, present, available. It may be body sensation. Or the breath, or sound that's happening in your environment, the sound of my voice. It might be a state of mind or heart. Whatever is here, mindfulness can be present with it. And what is here, what is obvious, may change from moment to moment. Undoubtedly will change from moment to moment. This is not a problem. It is expressing the nature of experience to be changeable. And so, one form of mindfulness practice is kind of settling back and just seeing if there can be a receptive, a willingness to receive whatever is obvious. Not needing to direct the attention or choose what mindfulness pays attention to, but just receiving. For some, this form of practice, this receptive mindfulness practice can feel very comfortable, easeful, and if that's the case for you, you're welcome to continue just simply being aware of whatever is obvious. And for some, it feels more congenial to land with a particular experience. And so for you, if that's the case, it can sometimes feel more supportive for mindfulness to allow the attention to rest with one particular area of experience, perhaps the breath or body sensations or hearing. If that feels more supportive for you, you're welcome to allow the attention to rest with whatever experience feels most comfortable in that way. And I would encourage, if that's your exploration, to explore holding that experience with a receptive mind. If you're landing with the breath, receive the breath. No need to make it be a certain way. Just how is the breath? How is this breath? Or if sound is what you're attending to, just receiving the sound. And there's also no need to hold tightly to whatever experience you've chosen. You may be settling with the breath, for instance, and still aware that hearing is happening kind of on the periphery, or other body sensations are happening on the periphery, and that's fine. In fact, this is sometimes the way mindfulness works. As we attune to one area of experience, others also become illuminated. So you don't have to try to force other experiences to go away. Just allowing yourself to connect, to experience, and receive what's here. Times when I'm practicing, I find the mind gets a little caught in something, trying to do or fix something, wanting to hold on to something. And that too is just something that's happening in the present moment. We can be simply aware that that's what's obvious. It feels like there's a little bit of a catch or a tension or a tightness, a little struggle in the meditation. Sometimes I find it helpful, and sometimes it kind of naturally arises, a little reflection. This is conditioned. What's here? This struggle that's arising. This is conditioned. That reflection in my mind supports a little bit of a letting go of identification, or a letting go that I need to fix it, I need to change it. It's more of, oh, right, this is just happening. It's conditions. So sometimes these little wisdom reflections can create conditions that the mind can then relax and simply receive, oh, there's that tension that's happening. As opposed to taking it personally, thinking it's something wrong with me or wrong with what I'm doing, wrong with the meditation. It's just another arising, a conditioned arising. Aware of experience, whether more broadly receptive or connected to a particular experience, and receiving just as it is, experience as it has come to be.